o'clock. I had a couple of exclusive locker room interviews last night. This is with Ed Reed, the one-day Hall of Fame safety for the Baltimore Ravens. So I'm standing in his locker as he comes in from the interview room, and it's just me and Ed, basically. And so I have this exclusive 20 seconds with the great Ed Reed.
Hey, Ed, what do you do now? Go to the range, get something to eat?
I'm going to look for Rebird outside. I'm going to do what I want to.
Need some help?
I'm doing what I want. I don't need no help. I just need you to party with me. You know what I'm saying, man?
I can do that.
Hey!
Oh, man. Who's Rebird?
Wait, was he talking to you?
Yes.
It sounded like he was just out of it.
Yes.
What's Rebird? Rebar? He was looking for some rebar?
He was talking just to me. It was so funny. And I don't know who Rebird is.
And he's wanting you to party with him?
Yeah.
He doesn't need help. He just needs Junior to party with him.
Huh.
He's going outside to look for Rebird. Is that his friend?
Rebird.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Ed, what do you do now? Go to the range, get something to eat?
I'm going to look for Rebird outside. I'm going to do what I want to.
Need some help?
I'm doing what I want. I don't need no help. I just need you to party with me. You know what I'm saying, man?
I can do that.
Hey!
I'm going to do what I want.
First
of
all,
I'm going to do what I want.
A little Napoleon Dynamite in there.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to ask the CBS Sports question of, what's he going to do now? Go hit some balls or get something to eat.
What, like Bill McAtee famously asked Tiger.
Bill McAtee, yeah.
It's a great question, though.
Hey, Ed, what do you do now? Go to the range, get something to eat?
I'm going to look for Rebird outside. I'm going to do what I want to.
Need some help?
I'm doing what I want. I don't need no help. I just need you to party with me. You know what I'm saying?
I can do that.
He needs you to party with him. And I like Junior's very uncomfortable white sounding. I can do that.
I can do that, Ed. Sure.
What a nerd. I can do that.
All Ed Reed needed after the Super Bowl was to go find Rebird and for me to party with him.
Yes, for you to party with him. And I predict 5 minutes into that party, y'all both would have regretted it. This is no fit. There is no fit here.
It's not fun.
Zero chemistry.
He would hate partying with me.
Yeah.
All right, so as I'm walking out of the Ravens locker room, who do I see but the man who has, 22 medals? 22 Olympic medals,
something like that.
19 gold, somewhere in that neighborhood. Michael Phelps. He's from Baltimore. One of his nicknames, I didn't know this, is the Baltimore Bullet. So I try to interview him, and I couldn't understand what he said. I thought he said, not now, not now, not now. So I stopped the interview because he didn't seem like he wanted to talk to me. But as I listened to this again, he said something else. So this is me walking up to him. He was with one older woman who was like his handler.
Hello. Big Ravens fan, Michael?
Die hard. I'm with her.
That's it.
Dang!
He said die hard.
She was saying not now.
Die hard.
The handler was saying not now to somebody.
If I had known he had said die hard and was responding to my interview, then we probably would have had about a 15-minute sit-down. But I thought he was saying not now, so I gave him his space.
Did he still look like a mutant?
You know what?
Have that dumb face that he always looked like Cheswick from Cuckoo's Nest.
He is listed at 6'4", 195, and I'm telling you, he looked exactly my size.
Really?
He didn't look anything over 6'1". In fact, I was stunned because I almost thought, man, he almost looks shorter than me. And I thought Michael Phelps was this huge guy with these broad shoulders, and I mean, he obviously looked fit and all that, but he didn't look like the giant that I thought he was.
We need to start taking around that measuring tape.
Yeah, we do.
How tall are you?
Before the game, as George and I walked from our bed and breakfast over to the Superdome, we encountered, of course, a lot of fans, most of them Ravens. And there was one very funny Baltimore fan as he is walking behind this 49ers fan who had a Montana jersey on. And this Ravens fan goes, "You may have Joe Montana, but we have Trent Dilfer. He's currently an ESPN analyst. And he's done a lot of good for the city of Baltimore."
He's like laughing as he said it.
We get to the stadium, and George and I go down into the tunnel trying to look for celebrities. And I tweeted a picture of this yesterday. The first big celebrity we saw blowing by us on a rascal, none other than Don Shula.
Some 20 or 25 miles an hour as he blew by us.
Why is he in a rascal?
George thinks he had hip surgery.
He's had hip surgery, I do believe.
Like what kind of hip surgery? Getting earrings or
no,
getting
like
some sort of
hip
body
replacement,
mod?
You idiot.
Oh.
It was so crazy to see him buzzing around like Crazy Ray. And he was hauling ass. He wouldn't stop for a picture or anything.
Running over people.
So the picture that I have of Don Shula is just like the picture that Dan took on Thursday night on Bourbon Street of Paul Horning. These 70-year-old gray-haired guys trying to get away from us, and they wouldn't stop for a pose.
Yeah, rascal.
Based on those two pictures, could have been the same guy.
Yes.
I don't believe you guys that it was Don Shula and Paul Horning.
Stop putting the legendary person on Twitter and asking people to guess who it is.
Yeah, so I put that blurry picture of Don Shula and his rascal. And I said, guess which legendary Super Bowl coach this is?
Why do you like inviting the hyenas?
One guy guessed Jimmy. Another guy guessed John Gruden. And another guy guessed Tony Dungy.
All right.
It was clearly not Tony Dungy.
Michael Phelps looking for the Rebirth Brass Band. That's what they're saying. Rebirth, rebirth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And also, it wasn't Cheswick I was thinking of. Michael Phelps looks like Martini, Danny DeVito's character in Cuckoo's Nest. Please continue.
So then George and I are standing there, and three big golf carts come down the tunnel to the little portal that led onto the field. And it is none other than the most vilified man in New Orleans, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner.
Well, he had serious security around him, like the president.
It was like the president, or more like a mafia boss, because as soon as all three golf carts stopped, Goodell, and I have a theory on him, I think he is extremely cocky.
Really?
I think he is extremely arrogant, yes. Every time we've been in close quarters with him, he's always got this look on his face, and he buttons his coat, and gets out of the car, and looks around, and doesn't say anything to anybody. He just has this real condescending look on his face, like, I'm Roger Goodell, and I make $20 million, and I'm in charge of the most powerful league in the world.
Wait a second. Sounds like he ought to be cocky now.
Yeah, I probably would be, too, if I had his job. But Paul Tagliabue wasn't cocky like that.
Tagliabue?
Judge Tagliabue?
Judge Tagliabue wasn't cocky like that. So he gets out, and he looks around as he buttons his coat, and he's looking around like he's looking for, you know, someone that's going to take a shot at him or something. And all of his henchmen gather around him. And they're all, and I raise my phone to take a camera, and when one guy, you know, puts his hand in front of it and says, no pictures, no pictures. Why couldn't you say,
it's Roger freaking Goodell.
Yeah, why couldn't you take a picture of the commissioner?
I don't know.
I didn't understand that. So that was a bizarre moment. Then we get into the game, and
were you dressed like Sirhan or anything?
No.
Okay.
We get up to our seats, which were pretty high up, almost to the top, but we were kind of on the back of the end zone, so they weren't awful seats.
No, it wasn't bad.
I thought the vantage point, it's really steep, that upper deck at the Superdome, so I thought we had good seats. And I noticed this from the outset, because there were so many Ravens fans there, I would say it was at least 70-30 Ravens fans.
That was my guess, yeah, somewhere around there.
I thought that was the loudest Super Bowl crowd I'd ever heard. Because it was so predominantly one team.
The only thing that came close to that was Saints-Colts. It was definitely a Saints crowd. Yeah. But
this was indoors, so it was louder.
Yeah, I think that made it louder.
And the other observation I've had, we say this a lot on this show and on this station, and everybody says this, that the NFL has priced out the average fan at the Super Bowl. Nothing could be further from the truth. I saw so many average-looking NFL fans. I mean, we were kind of up in steerage, granted, but we were surrounded by the most wheels-off-looking fans.
And as they break the bank to get there. Yeah, they get there.
Fat, wearing jerseys and having walrus mustaches.
Yeah, I'm gonna tweet a picture of this guy here who was wearing a Ray Lewis jersey, sipping on a beer with Ravens pajama pants on.
Good
and I looked at him and I thought, the NFL hasn't priced these people out. They just do whatever it takes. You know, it's their life savings, maybe, or it's...
Yeah, they're gouging them.
Or they're working an extra job, but the average fan is still well represented. I'm telling you, it's 95% the average guy. The high rollers are in the suites and down low at the 50, but for the most part, it's nothing but average fans there.
Yeah.
Getting their drink on.
Oh, yeah.
Heaven.
$9 beers.
This whole week has been idiocracy. Just walk around this town, just nobody's accomplishing anything.
And Gordo, the most disgusting sight of them all was in the locker room afterwards. Ticket arch nemesis, Nasty Nestor, from the Baltimore radio station, bearing his name, that gets a 0.0. That means they have no listeners, not even one. He was in the Ravens locker room, jock sniffing like you cannot believe. He had no microphone, no pad and pen, nothing. He was not holding anything, but he was walking up to all the players, hugging them, giving them high fives. He is the biggest jock sniffer I have ever seen in this industry.
Gave an emotional hug to Steve Bisciotti, their owner. Just made it like they were best friends, and can you believe it? We've won another one.
What did he tell an equipment guy?
Make sure you get me a hat.
Vomit!
Just seeing that made me wish the 49ers had won. Seeing that.
I know.
There were two reasons I was rooting against the 49ers. Ray Lewis and Nasty Nestor.
Rooting against the Ravens? Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Rooting for the Niners?
Yes.
I know what you mean.